You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Take your Bibles tonight. I was too short this morning. I'm going to be longer tonight. I was really short. I mean, some of you got upset because you said, I was just getting in a deep sleep and you woke me up for prayer. And so I'm going to be a lot longer tonight. I promise you that. Who knows? Could be 2 hours. Yeah, we'll see. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 tonight. And we're going to begin in verse number 3. We're going to read it together. Verse 3 through verse 13. Oh, pardon me. Pardon me. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Let's stand together, please. Verse 3 through verse 13. It's a lot of scripture. Brother Fanera wants you to come and read it. You're a good reader with the church. And read the scripture, will you please? Oh, let's get you all set up with that microphone there. And 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 3 through 13.
2 Chronicles chapter 20, I'll begin reading in verse 3 and read through verse 13. If you would follow along with me, please. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven, and rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gave us to the seed of Abraham thy friend forever? And they dwelt therein, and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, If, when evil cometh upon us, as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house, and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. And now behold the children of Ammon, and Moab, and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade, when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyest them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children.
Let's bow for prayer. Father, I want to thank you so much for the reading of the precious Word of God. I pray that it would find lodging in our hearts tonight. I pray that we'd be helped. Lord, I believe this text is so powerful. And so I pray that as I speak on it, it would help the people like it's helped me. Bless our time together. Thank you for the children's ministry. Bless them. Thank you for the other property, the Spanish ministry. Bless their services there tonight. And God, as they prepare for their Spanish conference, we prepare for the English conference. We pray it would be a great week of preparation. For we ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. You may be seated. If I were trying to get into this auditorium, I promise you I could get in. But any given day, there are 30 doors, maybe 32 doors to this auditorium. And they're all locked. So I'd try that door, and if I could not go, I'd go up there to that door. I'd come back to those double doors, and 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 those double doors, those double doors, those double doors, that single door, that upper room, double doors there, double doors there, double doors there, and double door, single door, double doors there. There are 30 entrances into this auditorium. I'm going to get in. That's what prayer is in the Bible. God gives us many different avenues of prayer. One, is two or three of you gathered together in my name. And with two or three of you gathering, I love it when I come in here, I see two ladies back there praying, three ladies over here praying, two men over here praying. I know what they're doing. They're fulfilling the plan of God. God says a two or three are gathered. And so if you need an answer prayer, get two or three together.
Amen.
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 You know, if you need a prayer answered and that doesn't work, I would try church prayer. Acts chapter 12, verse number 5, and the church continued daily in prayer. And so they were praying. Now, if that doesn't work, and two or three doesn't work, then I would try Mark chapter 9, verse 28. This kind cometh about by prayer and fasting. And so I'd fast a meal a day, a meal a week. I'd fast two meals. I'd fast a Jewish fast from sun up to sundown. I'd fast a 24-hour fast. I'd fast for several days. But fasting can work. And so we've got many avenues to get in this auditorium. There's many avenues to prayer. There's two or three. There's church prayer. There's fasting. I think in the Bible, we see other prayers. God says in the book of Psalms, if any of you are afflicted, let him pray. And so if there's affliction, that's a good time to pray.
Amen.
That's a way to get answers from God, but you have to be afflicted. I think in the Bible says in Psalms that God beholds your tears when you pray.
Amen.
And so sometimes when you pray, just cry out to God. So you're trying all these doors, you can't get in. Well, just try two or three praying together. Try church prayer, try fasting, try being afflicted, try tears. I mean, try every whiff, because you want to get answers to prayer. God's word declares that perhaps it's righteousness, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And so say, Lord, this week I will seek to be righteous in all of my thoughts, all of my deeds, and because of that, I'm coming to you in prayer. I want to be righteous. Perhaps it's evening and morning and noon will I pray.
Good.
I'm trying that door over there. That's the evening, morning, and noon door over there. I'm going to pray evening. I'm going to pray in the morning. I'm going to pray at noon. God's word declares that we ought to pray. Prayers, James chapter 5, the prayer of faith.
Amen.
I'm praying in faith. Faith believing that God, you can do anything. You know, if I had a request, and I've got many, that I want God to answer, I'm going to try every avenue to get an answer to prayer. That's what Jehoshaphat's doing here. I'm going to get to the point in a moment. I'll give you some other points ahead of it and around it that led me to this passage. Because tonight we're looking at Jehoshaphat's prayer. Jehoshaphat was a good king. He did right. Then he failed a little bit. He showed his belongings to the kings. He made affinity with Ahab and he joined Ahab. God said, that's a bad thing you did. He confessed it. He got it right, went back, and he served God. And now this is the next chapter. And he's praying. And the Bible says, and Jehoshaphat feared. And he set himself to, here it is, seek the Lord and proclaim a fast from Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord, even all the cities, and they came to seek the Lord. One way to get prayers answered is to seek God. Seek God. What does that word seek? It means to be total reliance upon God. God, I need you. It is to search diligently. I'm going to search and search and search until I find God.
Amen.
Child of God, you have some prayer requests tonight? Well, seek the Lord. Seek ye the Lord and he will be found. Seek God and his righteousness. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things will be added unto you. God says you're going to have to seek me. They that seek me early will find me. How about some prayer requests tonight? You need some prayer. Peter, I could use an amen periodically from you. You know tonight, God wants to meet your need. God wants you to seek him first. My goodness, we can seek the television. We can seek golfing, and there's nothing wrong with golfing. We can seek bowling. We can seek all these things, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. That's why every day of your life, you got to get up and get in this book. I love the old Bible. the precious old Bible, the light of my pathway to God. It keeps me so happy, always so happy. God's wonderful book, divine. I love the Bible. I love prayer time. I love talking to God. I love God, and He walks with me, and He talks with me, and He tells me I'm His own. I like seeking God. I like seeking my wife. I've been married to her for 53 years, and it's wonderful, and it gets sweeter every day. It really does. Marriage is wonderful. Stay married. Stay married. Love your husband what God's given you a husband. Love your wife what God's given you a wife. But child of God, I'm going to tell you something. I love her more today because I've been seeking to meet her needs, and she seeks to meet my needs. And if I'm going to seek God, God says, I just might show up. I might meet your need, Jack. But you're going to have to seek me. Notice what else does he say. Look what he says secondly. He said, verse number 5. Let's start at 5. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before a new court. Look at verse number 9. And if when evil cometh upon us as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before thee in this house, in thy presence, for thy name is in this house. You know how I pray? Not only praying by seeking God, but get to God's house. I love God's house. Every church building in America has its own certain smell, doesn't it? I started pastoring. We got saved in our church in 1956, and about 1975, I started pastoring that church while I pastored this church. And I walked into that old building, and it smelled the same as when I left in 1969. You're all shaking your head. You know exactly. It's just a smell about it. You can just tell it's home. Our home has a certain sweet smell to it. It's always such a beautiful home. My wife has it so arranged, so nice. But it just is something about it. And there's something about this place. I love to come in here. And there's always the light on that cross and the pulpit's always on. And there's always a couple emergency lights on, so it's not completely dark, and all the exit lights are on. I love to come in here and sometimes just sit up there in that balcony and pray and walk with God. A lot of times I'll come in here, I'll say, no, Lord, up here in these chairs, people are going to be sitting on Sunday. And I'll come behind those chairs, this one right here and this one right here. Oh, God, speak, and right here. I love the house of God. I've been going to the house of God all my life. I went to the house of God, and they took me and put me in the nursery. I got a little absentee card. I missed one Sunday. I won't tell you the year, but it was many years ago. And they said, we missed Jack in the nursery today. I think it was the only time I've ever missed church, I believe. But it said, I missed Jack in church, little baby. And then I went to the preschool. And then I went to church. I love our little building was just as big as this platform. It was so small. There was no electricity. There was lanterns glowing that night. I got saved in 1956. We didn't have any inside restrooms. We had them outside. And oh, it was so awesome. I just remember it so very well. I remember that building when we built it in 1960. And God just gave us that building. I remember going to my father-in-law's church and serving God in the great Berean Baptist Church. And then they moved to the other property when we moved out here. I remember serving God at the great United Baptist Church. I remember serving God right here at North Valley in that little clapboard building over there. And then the next building and the next building and then this building. Hey, I tell you what, I love the house of God. I love God's house. I love God's people. Hey, I want you to say, if you want to get some prayers answered, come to church. Come and just pray anytime. Say, man, I go in the auditorium, I want to pray. Well, come. We'll let you in. I mean, you're paying for the building. Well, you paid for it. You paid for the building. You have part ownership. Some of you have such big prayer requests right now, you're going to have to try every door. You're going to have to try seeking God. You're going to have to try the house of God. I'm not talking about just one time. I'm talking about day after day, after week, month after month, and walk these pews and walk in this auditorium. And say, oh God, there's where the man of God preaches the word of God. Here's where the singers of God sing the praises of God. Here's the church that God's people have built. And Lord, I just love it. There's a third way. If you can't get your prayer open, then God doesn't open by seeking God and coming to his house. Maybe you ought to try this one. Look at verse 13. This is where I got my message. And all Judah stood before the Lord. Read this next phrase. Ready? With their. Read it again, will you please? With their. And their wives and their children. That's how you get your prayers answered. Physically bring them, or you may bring them before the throne of grace while they're still sleeping. But you may want to say, Lord, for little Johnny here, he's in the nursery, little Susie here, little Lydia, little Rachel, little Bobby, God, for their sake, would you please answer my prayer? For my little children's sake. I tried that many times, that verse right there, when we were raising our family. I did. For Tabitha's sake. Lord, I love her. She's such a sweet baby girl. Lord, I love Tim. I love that boy. God, I love Tiffany. I just love her with all my heart. God, please, for their sake. Please, for their sake, dear God. And that Bible says, not only your little ones, but your wives. Your Lord, for Cindy's sake, please. Please, will you answer this, please? God, she's deserving. She's been a faithful wife and a faithful servant of yours all these years. God, please, for her sake, will you please answer this and all your family? I just saw Brother Vinny and Monica back here. We're so indebted to have Monica's helped my wife so much as a therapist. You have two beautiful children, just beautiful. It's just, they're sweet as can be. All of you, all of you in this house, all of you in this house have, I love sitting here and have them come by. I just love it. It's one of my highlights of my life. And it's one of my highlights to go to elementary chapel, and high school chapel, and college chapel, be with these kids. I was preaching out of town yesterday, a youth conference, and I told them about Golden State. These kids, our college kids, it's the most working student body in the history of the college. They work those bus routes. I mean, they're passionate toward their bus routes. Amen. Passionate toward their bus routes. They have a passion to knock on those doors of those kids and talk to those kids and howdy with those kids. They have a passion for, and then they have passion for teaching them. We have another crowd, some of the door knockers, and they're getting the bus route, and they're bus captains and bus secretaries and bus drivers. And then we have the Sunday school teachers, and they're passionate about teaching those kids the Bible. And then we have, I want to say, Brother Simmons, 15 rest homes. I believe we have 15 rest homes on Saturday and Sunday that they're in. They are passionate. They preach. They sing. I went in the grill yesterday. I heard several of them singing, just practicing for today. And then we have the church ministries, the chapels. Amen. And Tracy and in East Palo Alto. They're all knocking on doors and visiting people. Brother Martinez, it's amazing. Amen. It's amazing to watch these kids. But I tell you what. I bring those kids before the throne of grace, Lord, for their sake. God, for the children's sake, give us that building for the children. We need that building. We've got to have that building. Parents, can you imagine? And you're doing so great at Clyde Avenue. You line up three divisions of cars. Brother Finero's directing traffic Sunday morning and night. But can you imagine? coming in the Golden Avenue, go back to Ronald Reagan Road, and come back on this side, and just waiting in line on the property to pick your kids up. Wouldn't that be amazing? Wouldn't that be amazing? It'd be amazing, Brother Chris. It'd be a blessing. Bring your children before the throne of grace. Bring your wife before the throne of grace and try that door. God, open up this door through my children. Open up this door through my wife. You see, how you open up the door through prayer is you seek God.
Amen.
How do you open up the door? Through the house of God.
Yeah.
How do you open that door? It may move the heart of God. God's heart is always moved with the children. Suffer. Allow those little children to come unto me. God is always moved with the children.
Amen.
Look what else he says. How about verse number 17? Ye shall not need to fight this battle. What you're battling tonight, you don't need to fight that battle. God's going to fight it for you.
Amen.
Set yourself. Stand ye still.
Amen.
Let's stop right there. That's not where I'm going, but stand still.
Hey, good.
We live in such a busy, busy day.
Yeah.
Moving, moving, going, going. I preached about Brother Ford, 200 teenagers yesterday. Good kids from all those different churches. Good kids, very kind, very thoughtful. Every one of them have cell phones. I asked them, they all raised their hand, and I said, how many of you paid for your cell phone? Not one hand went up. Mothers and dads paid for those cell phones. Mrs. Treber said in class today, we were answering questions today. She told our young couples, have a week of fasting for your children with their phone. Just take your phone from your children for a week. I know you folks, adults, probably can't do that. You have work-related things and you have to do, I know all that. But your kids could probably make it without a cell phone for 1 week.
Amen.
You watch, you want to know why camp is always such a blessing, Brother Fanera? Because there's no cell service and we don't let them use it if they could get cell service. Oh, how can you do? Yeah. God always gets to move in there. You get them off those cell phones, it's like drying them out. Like an alcoholic. They get dried out. And once they get dried out, they get thirsty for God. And they get thirsty for God because they're not on the internet and all that. And I'm not saying they're wrong to have it. I'm saying this, that there's so much that could drive us away from God. Not only our children, but we as adults. Thank you for including that, Lord. Verse 17. Stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. What's the next two words?
Fear not,
nor be. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head and his face to the ground. And all Judah and the inhabitants, they fell before the Lord. And here's the next thing. Worship God. Worship God.
Amen.
The worship and praise churches have stolen this word worship. And I think we're so afraid of it now we can't even say it. But there's something with great truth about just worshiping God. Worshiping your God and my God. Worship His attributes. Worship His works. I drove to, I was preaching yesterday in Manteca, and my wife says I'm the fastest driver in all the world, and I am. And I don't mean to be, I really don't. I'll look down, and I got a small little car, but I look down and I see myself, and I'm not proud of this, going 90 miles an hour. I'm just pushing. And I'll slow down every time, but I'm praying, I'm not thinking. Yesterday I set my speedometer at 50 miles an hour. for about an 85-mile trip. I averaged 42.2 miles per gallon, it said. I went to Montague, and I went to 680. Those hills were so beautiful, lush green. And I got on 580 and just, I said, Lord, I don't know how you could green these things any greener. They're just breathtaking. And the rolling hills. And I went and I that whole area, and I just rejoiced in the goodness of God. And Lord, I said, you created all this and you built this and you've been so good to us. When I consider the works of the hands, the sun, the moon, the stars, what is man that thou art mindful of him? You know, you've got to learn to slow down and worship God. Sing praises to him. Talk of him, Lord. I want to say letter A of the alphabet, you're almighty. I want to say, God, letter B, you're the bread of life. I want to say, letter C, you're Christ. You're the captain of my salvation. I want to say, letter D, you're the door. I want to say, E, you're everlasting. And just go through the alphabet and tell God who he is. That's worshiping God. That's how to get your prayers answered. Look what he says in verse 22. We're about done. And when they began to sing and praise the Lord, they set an ambushment against the children of Ammon and Moab, Lot's boys. Mount Seir were come against Judah. They were all smitten. Every one, verse 23, helped to destroy another. They were 3 days, verse 25, gathered in the spoil. It was so much. God says, go ahead and sing. Go ahead and sing. Amen. Sing. I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise. Sing, guide me home, thou great Jehovah. Amen. Sing unto me. Their singing must have been so bad because God said they won the battle. Must have been a noise or something. I don't know what it was, but somehow God said, I'm going to answer your prayer because you're singing. Amen. And I'm going to answer your prayer because you're praising. And I'm going to answer your prayer because you worship. And I'm going to answer your prayer because you're little ones. And I'm going to answer your prayer because you're wives. I'm going to answer your prayer for the house of God. I'm going to answer your prayer because you sought God. Hey, 30 doors in this auditorium. If they're all locked, I'm getting in. Now I know how to get in. I'm getting in. If I want in bad enough, I'm getting in. So you've tried two or three. After months praying that way, God doesn't answer it. Maybe try church prayer. Maybe try fasting. But God wants to give to you, child of God. What's so heavy on your heart tonight? What's so big? It's bigger than you. God wants to answer that. There's probably six or seven or eight things I gave you tonight. Try them. Our heads are bowed. Our eyes are closed. Father, I love these people. I love them so much. I'm so very grateful for who they are. What they mean to me personally, to my wife. They're the best church in all the world. And next week, our guests get to see them. They'll get to see and hear the choir singing, the orchestra playing. They're amazing. God, but they all have needs, don't they? Every one of them have great needs. Some they've never told anybody, but they're carrying a great need tonight. Lord, please meet their needs. Please respond to their heart.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.